141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic are underway in Rome with Johnny Hayes handed a start against Lazio. Porto are in Glasgow as Rangers look to go one better than the draw in Portugal. And Angelo Alessio is the Premiership Manager of the Month for October. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight is Gordon DL and Mark Wilson, right on cue. Lazio 1, Celtic 0. Mark Wilson.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, thoroughly looking forward to these two games coming up tonight. Two huge matches, and it was interesting to see how they would compare to the games played a couple of weeks ago, where Rangers and Celtic did so well over those two games. Celtic 7 minutes in, camped in their own 18-yard box for the full 7 minutes, and now find themselves 1-0 down across from the right-hand side, turned in at the back post, and they've got it all to do now.
Yeah, they come under a lot of pressure, Gordon. You could actually see this coming, because they were camped in. But you've got to say, I think Neil Lennon, when he looks back at that, it's really poor defending. Celtic have got enough players in there to deal with that, but the guy at the back post is left on his own and calmly puts the ball by Fraser Foster. So it's a poor start so far. Not even 8 minutes on the clock and they're one down.
Yeah, Celtic fans, if you're watching, what have you made of the start to the game? 1-0 down already. And Rangers fans, building up to your game against Porto as well. Two ways for you to get in touch: 0141 951 1025 on the phones and on Twitter at Clyde SSB. This is a huge night, a huge night of European football right here in Glasgow, so I'm sure there should be no shortage of opinions on the phones. Get your calls in nice and early or send us a tweet at Clyde SSB. We are looking forward to the bigger picture as well, because not only this game in Rome, but the one in Glasgow later, Gordon.
Yeah, a lot of football tonight. Obviously Celtic kick it off and it's not been the greatest start. And then Rangers obviously at Ibrox tonight, front of a packed house against Porto. You would think the home advantage, I said on Tuesday, I really fancy Rangers to win tonight. Celtic just need to settle down, Gordon. They need to try and get up the pitch, what they're doing just now. Try and get Edward into the game. But it's just, every time they got there, they're losing the ball and it's coming right back on them. So they need someone like a Forrest or an Edward just to try and spark something. And then looking forward to 8 o'clock for Rangers v Porto.
Yeah, it'll be a big match, big atmosphere at Ibrox tonight. Stephen Gerrard giving his team huge praise of how they played away from home. And I thought Rangers were unlucky not to come away from Portugal with a victory. So they'll be looking for pretty much the same tonight. Celtic, on the other hand, started slowly at Parkhead against Lazio and grew into the game. Well, 9 minutes in, and it looks like this could be a long evening. Lazio look up for this. They've got their top guys out tonight. They're creating chances, and it's backs against the wall. We look at James Forrest collecting the ball again. He's collecting it almost in a right wing back position, and no one ahead of him. So it's a dangerous tactic to play, inviting a team with this quality onto you. And Celtic just need to inch up the park a wee bit more than they're doing at the moment.
Celtic fans, are you worried by this start, or can you see the team settling as the game goes on? And Rangers fans, you've got a bit of time. You don't kick off till 8 o'clock, so all the usual pre-match questions apply. Who do you want to see in Steven Gerrard's starting 11? Who should play? Who shouldn't play? Are you confident? You got that point out there in Portugal. Can you go one better tonight? Let us know. 0141 951 1025. Of course, if you're on your way to the game, perfect time to give us a call. Give us a flavour of the build-up, what you're hoping for tonight. Celtic do have a corner. They've got themselves up the field with 10 minutes on the clock. Just a recap of the teams then, because it's a bit of a strange kick-off time. So if you are just joining, well, you will just be joining us, but if you're just catching up with the team news, it was Fraser Forster in goal, a back four of El Hamed, Ayer, Julian and Johnny Hayes. That was a surprise one. Remember, Bolly Ball and Golly didn't travel. There was a lot of debate. Would it be Johnny Hayes? Would it be Greg Taylor? Well, Johnny Hayes gets the nod. Scott Brown and Callum McGregor, the holding midfielders. Then it's James Forrest, Ryan Christie and Mohamed El Yanoussi behind Odson Edouard on the bench. Gordon, Taylor, Beaton, Sinclair, Morgan, Cham and Bauer. And with 11 minutes gone, Celtic have now eventually got themselves up the field, Gordon. But you have to say, it looks like, on the evidence so far, this could be a really, really long night.
Yeah, they've just got to hang in, Gordon. As long as they don't lose another goal. I think if they lose another goal, then it is going to certainly be a long, long night. But the one thing Celtic have got in their favour is they've got players that can hurt you. I'd be a little bit concerned with Johnny Hayes just now. He's playing very high up the pitch.
I think it's more a back three.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Forrest is right wing back, yeah. And you've got your back three, El Hamid, Julian and Ayer.
Funny you should say that, Mark, because I thought that El Hamid was in the pitch too much,
yeah,
for the goal.
Yeah.
So he obviously is playing as a right centre back and looking to get a bit of pace on the flanks with Johnny Hayes and Forrest on the other end. But they just need to settle down. It's not been the greatest start, because you know Lazio are a good side. They showed that at Celtic Park. They've come out the traps. They're at home. Celtic just need to make sure that they don't lose another goal, keep themselves in the game, because they have got players that can score at the other end, Gordon.
And significantly for Lazio, their top scorer, Ciro Immobile, starts the game. He didn't start at Celtic Park, if you remember, and he's the one that's put them in front going into tonight's game. He had 15 goals in 15 games, so he's clearly knows what he's doing in front of goal at that level, and he's scored already tonight.
It's hard to hide that quality, isn't it? I mean, the ball was very good, and you can pick holes in Celtic with El Hamed being probably too far in and James Forrest not really being tucked in at back post. Still got an awful lot to do. It's a volley, a side footed volley. We've seen players blast him over the bar and thrash at them. Side footed controlled volley into the bottom corner, and that's what you get from a top striker in Europe, and he's certainly one of those.
You know,
so Celtic got
to
keep an eye on.
Surprised at Mark, I'm just looking at formation. Celtic are playing really two up top.
Two up, yeah.
Elianis is trying to play up beside Edward, and he's changed it, obviously. Went to the three and the two wing backs. I'm just wondering if, you know, Celtic should have just started with their usual system, because every player on that part knows how to play the 4-2-3-1.
But I think he's changed to that system. I mentioned it in the office when I heard Johnny Hayes was playing, if they would go a three at the back, just because Johnny Hayes is not an out and out left back. We've seen him against Valencia last year, but he played wing back and he did reasonably well. And I thought, I wonder if they'll go three. And you just wonder, like Daz is saying, if you play with a natural left back, which is Greg Taylor, which I was surprised who didn't play, when you're playing so well in a system and you're getting results in a system, you change the full system to maybe accommodate a Johnny Hayes. I was surprised. And it's not worth 13 minutes in. Celtic are camped in. I don't think you get the best out of James Forrest either when he's playing as a wing back. But the thing is, for Celtic, there's still an awful lot of time to go. It's just whether the players are comfortable in that system.
They actually look in the last few minutes, Gordon, as if they believe in themselves a bit more. They've got up the field a couple of times and trying to put some passes together, because literally for the first 7 or 8 minutes, I'm not sure they crossed the halfway line, but it looks like they're settling ever so slightly, albeit Lazio still look a huge threat.
Yeah, they look like they're really in the mood for us tonight, Gordon. Their passing, their movement is causing Celtic all sorts of problems. They've got experienced players there. Get your guys like the Scott Browns on the ball in the middle of the park. Slow the game down a little bit. Try and get up the pitch. Try and get a free kick, throw in. Get your back men up the pitch further and try and play some football in the opposition's half. I think that's what they'll be trying to do. They're trying to use the width here with McGregor. But giving the ball away, Johnny Hayes giving the ball away so cheaply there. I'm baffled the fact that, I know that the argument is that, you know, the left back position, I don't know why Taylor's not in there. I really don't.
It's got to be about game time, surely.
Yeah, but I think their chance tonight away from home, it's just one replacement, Gordon. Ball and goalie out, Taylor in, everything fits into the perfect mould. It's the same as system. But all of a sudden, because you bring Johnny Hayes in there, he's not the natural left back, then the system's all over the place. Elianoussi, who's been terrific coming off the flanks.
Well, I mean, we'd have to hear from Neil Lennon. I appreciate the putting two and two together, but maybe he would have gone this system anyway, even if Ballingolli was
fit. I don't think so. I think he would have stayed to a four. Now, look, it's 15 minutes on the clock. Neil Lennon may get this right. There's still a bit of the game to go, obviously. A bit of the game to go. But they have to settle in. Just make sure you don't lose any. Because you do expect Celtic, especially if you're looking at them, they've got three up top now with Christie going forward. But I just think they're getting cut open too much. I think it's too easy for Lazio just now.
I still think if he was going to go this system, why wouldn't you play a guy who you've signed to challenge ball and goalie for left back? Johnny Hayes is, listen, he's done fine for Celtic. He's He's been a good bench player, good squad player, because he can cover a number of positions, and that's why he's on there ahead of Greg Taylor, because Greg Taylor's an out and out left back. Celtic, I feel tonight needed an out and out left back, and Greg Taylor, he's hardly a young boy. He's an international fullback now. I know he's only got one cap, but still, he's an international fullback, so it wouldn't faze him. So surprised at it, but you're right, there's still a long way to go. He may get it right, but it's just a surprising decision.
Right, come on then, you Celtic fans. I'm sure many of you are watching with us on in the background, so let us know what you've made of it so far. Think of it as a bit of therapy. You can get whatever's bothering you off your chest to Mark Wilson and Gordon Deal. What have you made of the opening 15 minutes of the match? Give us a call right now and tell us what is on your mind. 0141 951 1025. Let's go to Ibrox, because there's a massive game there a bit later on, and that one's going to be watched by Andrew McLean.
Yeah, this one really has a big game feel to it, despite the fact the stadium's empty at the moment. There just feels like there's something in the air ahead of kick-off here at Ibrox. Rangers putting in a very impressive display over in Porto, of course, to earn that 1-1 draw a couple of weeks ago. Steven Gerrard saying yesterday he's planning on taking the game to them tonight and going on the front foot to try and secure what would be a vital win in the complexion of this group. Just 3 points separating the four teams at the moment, and when it's like that, you feel you need to take advantage of your home games. Rangers did that on the opening match against Feyenoord, and another 3 points tonight would put them in a very strong position with two games to go. A wee bit of admin for you as well. Philip Hellander and Alfredo Morelos, who have both been key in the Europa League group stages so far, they're both just one booking away from missing the next match in Rotterdam. But 3 points, the most important thing for Rangers tonight. Team news not far away. I'll bring it to you as soon as I get it.
There weren't any injuries or anything for Steven Gerrard anyway, Andrew, so he's got a clean bill of health, doesn't he?
Yeah, clean bill of health. The only player that's still working their way back to full fitness is Jordan Jones, who isn't in the Europa League squad anyway, but a few players that had been carrying knocks in recent weeks are all back available, so a full squad to pick from for Steven Gerrard.
Okay, well, get your thoughts in, Rangers fans. Everyone's fit pretty much apart from Jordan Jones, who's ineligible, so give us your thoughts. Who do you want to start tonight? 01419511025. Jeffrey's a Rangers fan on the line. You got any thoughts with regards to who should play tonight?
Well, I'd like the same team as 2 weeks ago. That's basically it. That's all I can say about that. I would like to see Morelos play from the start like he did on Sunday. I don't know. It's very hard because, I mean, I'm glad I'm not the manager and has to choose the team. If we've got a clean bill of health, I would try and keep the same team as 2 weeks ago.
Well, a real feature of that team 2 weeks ago was Barker and Kent. So whether it's those two personally, or whether it's, you know, Ojo. And Kent, would you expect the two wingers basically is what I'm asking?
I think it'll be the same system as he normally plays, the 4-3-3. I do expect Morelos to start the game, Gordon. It's at home. I thought they played very well, especially second half against Porto over there. I think Ojo will come in for Barker. I don't think he'll start tonight. I could be wrong, but I think it will be one of the strongest sides you can put out. And I do think Morelos is your top player. He's got to play tonight.
This is where European football is fascinating, Mark, because you get that sort of tactical battle as well. I don't know if Steven Gerrard was able to spring a surprise on Porto in the first game, but if he did, you wonder then if they expect something similar tonight, and if Steven Gerrard's tempted to try and surprise them once more, or do you stick with what you did in Portugal?
I think the game will have a wee bit of a different feel to the one in Portugal. Steven Gerrard obviously sat up to maybe soak up a bit of pressure and then really hit Porto with the pace of Barker and Kent, which I think they did. Celtic coming under a wee bit of pressure there again, but well defending then. However, I think he might opt for what's been successful in the past few games and stick with that. And I've been one who's given Ojo a wee bit of stick on the show sometimes, but I think over the past couple of weeks he's been much better. I think he might keep his place.
I think he might just throw Arfield in there up front. I think Arfield is a terrific player. I really do. I think he doesn't get the credit for his movement. He causes a lot of problems. I think he'll go with Arfield. I think he'll go with, obviously, if Kent is up to speed again, which he looks like he is, I think he could be a big player. And Morelos up front, I think that'd be a real strong three. But I can understand Mark talking about Ojo, because I thought he played well at Ross County. So he's got plenty to pick from, Gordon. But going back, I'm just watching a Celtic game. I'm very surprised Neil Lennon probably may get to half time and think, I need to change this, because one ball over the top is just absolutely killing me.
We'll get to that in just a second. But with regards to the game at Ibrox, Geoffrey, is it as simple as you went there and got a point, and therefore there's a belief that you can turn that into three with home advantage? Is that the way you're looking at it?
Considering what we did 2 weeks ago, I mean, I'm sitting there watching the game. The chances we had, we could have beat Porto. If we come into this game with the same mindset, I think we could get the 3 points. I honestly think we can get the 3 points. But yeah, depending on who's in the team.
Geoffrey, I think you've got to defend well, because let's not forget, watching the full game, as well as Rangers played, as I say, especially second half, Porto still had some chances. They were dangerous. And they will probably have chances tonight. So Rangers have really got to be on their guard, because I think everyone, you know, the Rangers fans are expecting Rangers to win this tonight. I do as well. I think they'll have enough at Ibrox to go and win it. But they've just got to be careful at the back post and, you know, make sure they don't give anything silly away for Porto to hang on.
They must be encouraged, though. I mean, you know, if it's the opposite way about in the... this was the first fixture at Ibrox. I think the Rangers fans would go there a wee bit tentative because of the name of Porto. But seeing how Rangers played against them and the chances that they created, especially the second half, they must think that there's a good chance. Porto, very good side, get what Daz is saying. A lot of people go in there with high expectations, and you need to watch, you know, you don't over exceed those expectations. But I think Rangers, and the way they're playing just now, have got the quality to come away with that one.
Do you think there's any chance that Porto underestimated Rangers over there? And if so, you would have to assume that they wouldn't do that again.
That could be the case, Gordon. But when you go, you get a feeling of, hold on a minute, this team's a lot better than we thought. And I think the evidence was in the second half, because I thought Rangers' second half against Porto, I thought they were excellent. I thought they played really, really well. So they'll know that coming to Ibrox is going to be a very difficult game. But as I say to you, as long as Rangers' back four and their goalkeeper can be strong and not give anything away, I just think the Rangers will have enough in their locker to create chances and win the game.
Okay, thanks to Geoffrey on the line. Hope you enjoy the game. Give us a call if you're on your way to Ibrox, or if you're settling down to watch it. 01419511025. What are you expecting? Are you confident of the 3 points? And more importantly, just before we get the team news, who should play? These are the big decisions that everyone's talking about before the teams are announced. Who should play? How do you see the game going? 01419511025. Celtic still trailing in Rome, so give us your thoughts on that, and we'll hear from you after the travel with Amber.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Road Accident Solicitors. The compensation you deserve when you've been sidelined. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson here on a huge night of European football for our big club. Celtic losing 1-0 in Rome at the moment to Lazio. 28 minutes on the clock. Rangers kicking off against Porto at 8 p.m. We're on Twitter at Clyde SSB, so let's hear from you. Josh Stevenson has some thoughts on the Rangers game. He would like Kent, Morelos and Barker to stay as starters. And Scotty's also, what a critic Scotty is. He says, I've said it before, Johnny Hayes wouldn't get a game for Clyde Bank. I don't know what's up with Clyde Bank. No offence to the Bankies. He's given the ball away numerous times so far. He needs constant coaching from Kennedy. The system isn't working. Not too early to change.
Yeah, I think they've obviously worked on it, Gordon. And to change it right away, I think that's the usual cliche. Mark, obviously, back in management big time. He'll realise that you probably get to half time and you assess it. But the one thing they can't afford to do is get at half time with another goal, losing another goal, because for me, I wouldn't see any way back. What they'll do is they'll try to keep the ball. McGregor's trying to go on it. Brown in the middle of the park. They're trying to make forward runs. But so far, the passing's been poor from Celtic from the start as well. But there's always hope when you've got players like Edouard, Forrest, El Yanoussi's banging form, Christie. They can get you a goal from nothing. And that's what they'll be hoping for.
Yeah, they will. I think Dad's touching it perfectly well there. In terms
Thank
of possession, you know, never mind the shape, but in terms of possession, Celtic probably getting it away. Johnny Hayes is not the only culprit of that. We've just seen a diagonal there from Callum McGregor trying to get over the top and get Christian, giving it away a wee bit too much. You have to keep the ball for a longer period of time.
I mean, in fairness though, Johnny Hayes just got down the left, put in a decent enough ball. Edouard couldn't get there and it went out for a corner. I sometimes feel like because Johnny Hayes is the talking point with regards to the starting 11, everyone's desperate to focus on on what he's doing wrong.
Yeah, that's what happens, Gordon. Unfortunately, that's what happens. The one thing Johnny Hayes will give you, he'll give you good energy up and down the flanks. He is more of a winger than a defensive player, because just looking at the game, occasionally when Lazio get down the right hand side, you know, it looks like you could take him on, get a ball into the box. But Celtic, I think after an initial start, and I've got a great opportunity here, he's got to pass that.
Elyounoussi burst into the box. Callum McGregor had burst a gut to go on the overlap, and he just delayed it too long, Elyounoussi, and had the ball taken off his toes. That'll frustrate Neil Lennon, won't it?
That's where it has to be so much better. Celtic do well to be compact and win the ball, and they're counter attacking, and they've got real pace. Forrest down one side, McGregor the other side, Elyounoussi, and he just overruns it and gets the ball taken off him. Doesn't make up his mind quick enough, and the chance is lost.
I don't think it would frustrate Neil Lennon as much as frustrate
Cal McGregor.
What a fantastic run he's made. Just play him in, give him a simple ball, and he's got a shot in goals. But it's better from Celtic, it really is. Now, what, 14 minutes to the break? So if they can keep this going, they'll go in and say, right, okay, sit down, have a chat. But they've got to make sure they're nice and tight the back.
Yeah, it's a 250th Celtic appearance for Callum McGregor tonight, marking his new contract that he signed yesterday, keeping him tied to the club until 2024. Rangers fans, your team news can't be too far away. Game kicking off in 90 minutes. Let's speak to Stuart in Lark Hall. What are you thinking ahead of tonight, Stuart? Are you confident?
I'm trying to be, but I think without stating the obvious, we need to win it to make our chances going through a lot better, because I think this group is shaping up deja vu to last season. But like you say, everybody's taking points off of everybody, and yet we get away maybe a couple of decent results, and then end up last season having a couple of draws at Ibrox and end up getting knocked out. Whereas when the group came out, you'd have said, right, if anything, we're going to drop points with Porto. So if we go, that's like your Villarreal last season. We go earlier, get a draw, and then we get another draw at Ibrox. Whereas if we take 3 points off Porto, then you're looking at Feyenoord away and Young Boys. I would say your chances then of going through is a lot better.
I mean, Stuart makes a great point, Gordon, because whilst the group is as tight as Rangers, it does give you a good chance, but at the same time, Stuart's right, it leaves open that possibility that there'll be a sort of sting in the tail for you, because Rangers' campaign has been good. If they draw again tonight, I mean, that would still have to go down as a decent result if you draw against Porto, but that would be 5 points after 4 games. If Young Boys were to win their game tonight, they would go on to 9, so you know they would be well out in front, and then you're taking risks as you go into the final games. Nothing's going to be decided either way, but is there a real onus on Rangers to go and try and win this one tonight?
You've got to. It's your home game, Gordon. I think when you go away from home in Europe, a point is a good result. But when you're at home, you've got 49,000 supporters there, and you're in good form, you're scoring goals. I just think that if you've got any chance of qualifying from the group stages, you have got to pick your points up at home.
What about game plan, Stuart? Is it as simple as just trying to repeat what you did in Portugal?
I would probably go with the same team as Sunday, but I would maybe go, no offence to Kamara, because he has been brilliant, but I would probably swap Kamara out for Aribo and have Jack and Davis in your middle and go with the same team as Sunday apart from that. I don't think you can really go wrong with that.
What do you think of Rangers midfield balance, Gordon? Because it changes all the time, and people will have their own personal favourites, but I'm not sure there is there an absolute standout first choice trio? It doesn't look like it at the moment.
No, because
Jack and Davis would be in it.
Yeah, if it's the biggest game of the season, they two start. And I think they will start tonight at home. And I think he'll put Aribo in there. And I think that'll be the three. I think that's his strongest three just now. I'll be who plays up top with Morelos, because I do think Morelos will start. You know, Kent's been brought in for big money, so he might play him. And as I say, I would always make a case for Arfield, because I think he's running off the ball, making space for other players. He can get goals as well. But it'll be interesting to see what the Rangers manager thinks.
Is Ojo doing enough for you at the moment, Stuart? I know he seems to divide the Rangers fans based on some of the calls and tweets that we get.
No, it's kind of hot and cold, isn't it? He goes up to Ross County and there's a good game, but yeah, he'll go to Ibrox against somebody else and have a howler. But probably agree with Gordon, to be honest. I would maybe go with Arfield tonight, now that I'm thinking about it. Because even, say, for instance, your midfield's maybe kind of struggling, they're packing at their midfielder. Arfield always seems to maybe drop back a wee bit, help out, and then he'll come in and then he'll maybe sit behind, say, for instance, it was Kent and Morelos, sit behind those defenders. So maybe even would go with Arfield, because he does. Everybody says he plays better on the front three, but the only thing I wouldn't say you get with Arfield is width. You get no width on the right hand side, whereas you seem to be doing everything. If you're going wide, you do everything for the left hand side then. But I would say Arfield would probably be a good shout, aye.
I agree with that you get no width, but he's so clever at picking up wee holes. I just still think Steven Gerrard will go for the wide athletic players who possess real pace and power over Arfield. As good as he is, as good as he has been for Rangers, I still think he'll go for that, you know, out and out pace on the wings to support Morelos. I think midfield as well, I think he might just stick with Kamara. I think he might just stick with the same team that won the game on Sunday.
One player who's not dividing opinion at all, everyone who watches him seems to be united in their praise of Ryan Jack at the moment, Gordon.
Yeah, he's in great form. He had a terrific game up at Ross County, got a couple of goals as well. He's adding that to his game, Gordon. A lot of people crying for him to be given an opportunity at international level. I think that'll come. Where it's in the next couple of games, I don't know. Was a Celtic great chance here,
huge
Gordon.
Chance, and it's a goal for, yeah, Celtic, and a lovely goal at that, capitalising on a bit of slackness from Lazio at the back, but a nice pass from El Yunusi to James Forrest, and James Forrest doing what James Forrest does these days, taking the ball towards goal and rifling it beyond the goalkeeper. With 38 minutes gone, Lazio 1, Celtic 1.
I actually think Celtic deserve it for their passage of play the last 15 minutes. I think they've controlled the ball a lot better, and it's a mistake from Lazio, but El Yunusi picks the ball up and it's a beautiful pass into Forrest, who holds his run. And he's still got a bit to do, but he lashes it by the goalkeeper right across him into the top corner. You know, great ball, defender missed it. First touch good, second touch better, and then the third touch right into the corner of the net.
Yeah, I've got to say, the minute he gets in that position, you're thinking that's the only one place his ball's going. The way this guy's been playing, back of the net, he looks up, he knows where he wants to put it, and it's power, Gordon. He's absolutely hit that brilliantly. I knows where he wants to go across the goalkeeper, because the one thing the goalkeeper, he will do, he'll cover his near post, and all of a sudden you see the Celtic manager out there. Great tactical decisions of the night, as Mark and I were saying, going with the back three.
We said it's worked all along.
Yeah, well done, Neil.
Yeah,
but no, he'll be delighted. And what he's saying there, he's trying to get information over. Look, concentrate. There's 7 minutes to half time. You get in 1-1 at half time here, you'll be thinking to yourself, that's superb, because at the beginning of the game, Lazio looked like they were going to run all over Celtic tonight. But they've gradually, they've grown themselves into the game, and what a fantastic goal. And you've got guys like Forrest, Edouard, El Yunusi can score, and Christie, so there's always a danger there for Celtic.
So Celtic are level. The big game at Ibrox doesn't kick off until 8 o'clock. Stuart, does this feel a bit like one of those Champions League nights? There's just a certain calibre of opposition. It was pretty similar, actually, you know, when Lazio came to Glasgow, but, you know, Porto coming to Ibrox, a sellout crowd. These are huge nights for the Rangers fans, aren't they?
Aye. Last season, I think it was the Vienna game at Ibrox. I mean, that's, you really felt as if it was kind of back to Champions League nights, and the Vienna game was something else. I think, I reckon the night's going to be like that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Gordon. That will be Steven Gerrard, I think, mentioning it. They need to build up that sort of siege mentality, if you like. Fraser Forster comes, misses one, it's hacked off the line. Yeah, Rangers need the players to be right up for it. They need the fans to be right up for it. They need it to become one of those nights at Ibrox this evening, Gordon.
Yeah, and they've really got to start the game well, Gordon. Set the tempo of the game, got on the front foot, get at Porto, let them know that they're really going to be in for a torrid night. Because Rangers certainly have got the players at Ibrox, they score goals. And I think Rangers will be up for this game tonight. There'll be a packed house there. And as I say, I think a lot of Rangers fans are looking for 3 points. And just watching this game, Celtic riding their luck. They need to get to half time, Gordon. They're all over the place now.
Three chances there for Lazio. Three gilt-edged chances in the space of 30 seconds there. Foster saves one, Foster makes a harsher one, but Julien clears off the line. And then a free header just in the 6-yard line that Lazio really should score, and they put it over. So Celtic riding their luck a wee bit, but they're still 1-1.
First booking of the night goes to Lazio. Celtic have a couple of guys on the disciplinary tightrope. I think it's Odson Edouard and Christopher Julien, I think, are the two who can't afford to get booked tonight. As Andrew told us earlier on, Rangers have a couple,
especially
themselves as well.
Yeah. Edouard, because who do you play up front then if Edouard's suspended for the next one? So just needs to watch what he's doing this evening, because Celtic certainly need him.
Yeah, Celtic just having to weather a bit of a storm after equalising. What's that old cliche about being at your most vulnerable when you've just scored? Do you know what I've noticed, actually, Gordon? We used to spend countless Saturday afternoons with Mark Wilson in here, and it's his absolute pet hate. As soon as a team scores, if they concede one straight away, he hates it. He used to bang on about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed Breakin did it at the weekend. Yeah, well, and I think they've maybe done it a couple of times.
I think there was something like 57 seconds.
Was it?
Something like that between us scoring, them winning a free kick.
So what's that? Practice what you preach. Were you an angry mushroom at the end of that?
Yes, I was. But
he'll have sore ears, mushroom, on Saturday, because
why?
Someone's going along to cheer him on in his game against Queen's Park.
Are you going?
Yes, I'm.
Because you're off Saturday.
I will not miss this.
I mean, he's been making more breaking games than he was at Airdrie.
And I will be right down the front giving him what for.
Do you know the thing is, I was going to ask who they're playing, but I don't need to, because the fact that he's going means that it's close.
Yep.
And it'll be a nice stadium. It must be Queen's Park.
Exactly.
It must be Hampden, because he doesn't like you that much that he would travel far.
No
and
chance.
Go to some small League 2 ground and risk it in cold. So you must
not
be
a chance.
It must be Hampden.
It's
back
Hampden
comfort.
How do you think I go to Breakin?
He'll be trying to get in the boardroom, won't he?
You getting a lift in the team bus?
I don't think I've got one, have I? I'll just need to sit in his car.
Come the team bus, you can come with me.
Know what I'm going to do, because he can't even get me tickets, right? So there's no way I'm paying in. So I'm going to turn up with
pay
my...
your way like the hard working fans do.
Yeah. No, I would honestly hate
it's only £32 a ticket.
I would hate myself if I had to pay to watch Queen's Park and Breakin, right? So what I'm going to do, my plan is I'll turn up at the front door with my boots.
Pretend you're a player.
I'll get a game for Breakin.
Half time in Rome is coming up next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. Compensation you deserve. When there's been foul play, talk to Thompson's.com. Celtic and Rangers in Europe on Clyde One with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and score a tap-in. Please gamble responsibly.
Huge night of European football in Rome and right here in Glasgow. It's half-time between Lazio and Celtic. Let's get the story of the first half with Alison Conroy.
Yeah, half-time at Stadio Olimpico. It is Lazio 1, Celtic 1. James Forrest, powerful strike, cancelling out Immobile's early goal for Lazio. It was just in the 7th minute that he volleyed in the opener for the home side. Lazio then had a great spell of pressure. Most of the possession, Immobile's header was deflected wide. Then a great challenge from Christie denied him again. James Forrest made it 1-1 in the 38th minute. A wonderful finish firing in after picking up the ball just outside the box. Then soon after, Chris Julien cleared the ball off the line, bailing out Fraser Forster to keep things level at the break. So half-time in the Stadio Olimpico is Lazio 1, Celtic 1.
Over the piece, I think Neil Lennon would have taken that, Mark Wilson. Yeah. It's been a strange half, because up until the first goal and maybe a bit after, Celtic were so up against it. I mean, they really couldn't get out the half, but they started to find their feet and looked more confident and probably got the goal they deserved.
Yeah, they looked a bit shell-shocked in the opening probably 15 minutes, conceded an early goal, didn't really recover for a wee bit, backs against the wall, but then they grew in belief. They started keeping the ball, and I thought when they eventually got the equaliser, I thought they deserved it. Without really creating anything, any clear cut chances, they looked more comfortable. And you've seen Lazio just starting to edge off them a bit and get them more time the ball. And it was all about, you know, the passing being crisp and accurate. And El Yanoussi, okay, if you're Lazio manager, you might look at your left back and think he should have intercepted it. But El Yanoussi still finds Forrest, and his first two touches are great, and what a finish. So I think Neil Lennon will be delighted, not by the start, but from the middle of the half to the end. I thought Celtic were good for their 1-1, even though Axel did have a couple of chances after Celtic equalised. I think Neil Lennon will be in that dressing room happy at the moment.
Celtic fans, this is the perfect time for you to call, because you don't even need to take your eyes off the action. It's half time. Give us your thoughts on the opening 45. 01419511025. Get them in right now. Gordon, it's the 11th goal of the season for James Forrest. What more can you say about his impact, his importance to Celtic?
Gordon, I've been in that position many times as a striker, and I've got to say, just watching it and the angle he was at, he still had a lot to do. As much as he's in goals, he's still got a lot to do. And he goes with the power, and he goes for the back post, and it's a perfect goal, I've got to say, because the goalkeeper, and you know, you look at your goalkeeper's positioning, I thought it was very good. He's not scoring at the near post, and that's what you say, it's the old rule, don't never lose a goal at your near post. But Forrest has looked up, he's had a glance at where the goalkeeper is, and he has absolutely battered that, like I used to do myself, into the back.
You could not kick it that hard.
I'd need get James to do it for me. I would have placed it, but it's the same result. It's a terrific goal, and it's a goal that Neil Lennon will be, you know, he'll be very happy with, getting in there 1-1, because it wasn't the greatest start. And if they'd have lost another one, and it was 2-0 to Lazio, I don't think Celtic would have come back. But at one, I said that the one thing you know about Celtic is they've got goals from Forrest. Christie's can score goals. Edouard can score goals. El Yunusi's chipping in with goals. McGregor can get them. And even Scott Brown is starting to chip in with one or two. So he'll be delighted with it. But there's still a warning there, Gordon, because Lazio still look dangerous.
1 hour and 10 minutes to go until kick-off at Ibrox. Of course, we'll give you the Rangers team as soon as we can. There's someone on Twitter, I've actually skipped by it now, who is unhappy that we're not bringing the Rangers team news. It's kind of difficult to do when the teams haven't been published yet, but we will bring you as soon as we possibly can. My humble apologies. Let's speak to Liam and Kilwinning on the line, though. As a Celtic fan, Liam, what have you made of the first half?
Brilliant first half, brilliant finish for James Forrest as usual. I've got they look a wee bit, the first 15-20 minutes they looked hungover from the weekend, so to speak, after a big performance at the weekend, but I think they're doing really well, come into the game really well after that.
William, I don't know about hungover for the weekend. I think just a change of shape and playing against a very good side. I think you could see the quality of Lazio right away, short, sharp passing, getting behind Celtic a number of times, and it looked like, although Neil would have worked in this shape and talked him through it, still takes a bit to get used to him. When you're playing against a good side who can exploit gaps, then it's difficult. But as the half grew on, Celtic seemed more comfortable within their shape, and they started to play themselves.
We're just looking at Lazio's goal here, scored by Immobile, who's deadly from that distance. He's scoring a goal a game this season. Who's culpable from Celtic's perspective?
First and foremost, I think you should maybe do a little bit better, try and get out, stop that cross coming in. And if you don't do that, the thing that will disappoint Neil Lennon, that ball comes into that box, he's got three centre halves here, Gordon, 6 foot plus. They should be dealing with it. They've dropped a runner. I think it was Scott Brown at the beginning. He's played a nice ball. He started the move. Scott Brown's dropped a runner. Nobody's picked him up at the back post. The ball goes in. Nobody goes and clears the header. And you've got to say, as much as we praise James Forrest for his goal, it's a very, very good finish.
The second half, is it going to be a nervy affair, Mark Wilson?
I think so. I think, you know, Lazio showed their qualities. They scored one goal. They created three clear-cut chances after Celtic equalised. I think there'll be more to come. I think Fraser Foster has made one or two saves. I think he'll need to make a whole lot more in this second half. But Daz is touching it before, Celtic have the quality to hit Lazio on the counter-attack and score themselves.
Yeah, I still think there's more goals in this game, Gordon. As I say, you're looking at Lazio, some of the chances that they created in the first 45, and Celtic have sort of eroded their luck a little bit. Fraser Foster will not be happy coming out and missing that punch, puts his defenders under a lot of pressure, and then there's another great chance. Ball's coming in from the wide areas, and I think that's why maybe Neil Lennon's went with three centre-backs. He's thinking, if the balls are coming in for the wide areas, he's expecting the centre-backs to go and win them, and I don't think they're doing enough.
Well, El Hamed gets caught under the ball for the ball, and you look, you go, is a natural defensive wing back. Would he have been tucked in there for the Celtic, the Lazio goal? And James Forrest, of course, isn't that. He's a wide player and he's kind of outside looking in at Insigne scoring. So you can point fingers at a few different places. But the one thing Neil will be delighted with is how Celtic then retained possession. I said, and I think we both agreed, that they were giving the ball away too often, and it's not like Celtic. But they seemed just to take a minute and a deep breath, and they started to keep possession. And I think it was evident. You've seen Lazio just backing off and backing off, thinking this team can actually hurt us now.
Andrew McLean, do we have team news from Ibrox?
Yes, we do indeed. Well, Gordon Dale was saying that he thought Joe Aribo would start. He thought that he was making a case for Scott Arfield as well. So obviously the two of them are on the bench for this one. Just one change for Rangers. It's Brandon Barker that comes in for Shea Ojo. So Alan McGregor starts in goal. The back four, James Tavernier, Philip Hellander, Connor Goldson and Borna Barisic. The midfield three, Ryan Jack, Stephen Davis and Glenn Kamara. So it'll be Brandon Barker and Ryan Kent in the wide areas with Alfredo Morelos up top. The substitutes, Fodringham, Edmondson, Flanagan, Aribo, Arfield, Ojo and Defoe.
And that's the same team as 2 weeks ago?
Yes, the same team as 2 weeks ago.
As there we go. Well, Rangers fans, don't hang about. Give us your call. Give us your thoughts. What do you make of that? Starting 11 from Rangers tonight. The same team which played against Porto over there in Portugal. Perhaps that's not too surprising to anyone else other than Gordon. McGregor in goal, a back four of Tavernier, Hollander, Goldson and Barisic, Jack, Davis and Kamara, the midfield three, Barker and Kent out wide, and Alfredo Morelos leading the line. On the bench, Fotheringham, Edmondson, Flanagan, Aribo, Arfield, Ojo, Defoe. Get your calls in. What do you make of it? Is it the right team? Is it the wrong team?
No, I don't like it, Gordon. I've got to say, I think there's a mistake made there. They should have listened to the show and gone with my team. I can understand that obviously they're looking for a pace in the flanks, and you know, Barker comes in instead of Ojo. I'm a bit surprised Arfield's not playing. As I say, I think.
But why? If this team did so well over there in Portugal,
because that doesn't mean to say it's got to be the same type of game.
No, but
teams tend to change.
Absolutely,
home and away.
But it doesn't mean it's surprising, think, though. Why would you be surprised by it?
I'm not
to
surprised.
Play Arfield,
you just said you were surprised.
No, I know.
To play Arfield, you need to take one of your pace guys out of the team. So you take Kent or you take Barker. Who would you have taken in?
I would have said to Barker, look, sit yourself down there, son, your tracksuit.
Even though he did so well in Portugal.
Yeah, but it's two different games. And okay. I know that I can see the logic behind the Rangers manager going with the pace. I really do. But I think that a bigger threat would have come from Arfield. It's only my opinion, Gordon. I think sometimes they should.
I think he's Scott Arfield's agent, because I've noticed Scott Arfield's getting a little bit of stick sometimes on the show, on the phones, on Twitter. But Gordon loves him.
He does.
Absolutely loves him.
Scott is a good boy.
Because Stuart Armstrong moved on. He's looking for another midfielder, kind of attack midfielder, and Arfield's
his current favourite.
I've got two favourites in Scotland.
Oh, Rogic and Arfield.
No, I've bombed him.
Who are you bombed, Rogic?
A wee frimpong.
Is he your new favourite?
Celtic and Arfield's my Rangers.
Okay, it's time for this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Apart from all your favourite Motherwell players, of course.
Oh, yeah, Motherwell.
That goes without saying.
They're my heroes.
Sure, right, it's Beat the Pundit time, but Rangers fans, we're really going to crank up the build-up to your game after 7 o'clock. You've heard the team news, so this is the perfect time to get your reaction in. What have you made of that starting 11? Before we do that, though, it's Beat the Pundit. It's your chance to beat Gordon Dalziel, beat Mark Wilson in a general footballing knowledge quiz. Is that even a thing? A footballing knowledge quiz. And win yourself a signed ball. If you want to play tonight, 0141 951 1025, and the lines close at 7.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. The league leader for compensation. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel here with me, Gordon Duncan, on a huge night of Europa League action. We are back underway in the second half. It's Lazio 1, Celtic 1. Hudson-Edouard just had a great chance for Celtic, but it was saved by the Lazio keeper. And of course, Rangers kicking off against Porto at 8 o'clock. Rangers fans, get all your thoughts in. We've given you the team news. It's the same team which played out there in Portugal 2 weeks ago. Is that the right decision? Would you have done something differently? How do you see tonight's game going? 0141 951 1025. We'll hear from you next.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
It is Beat the Pundit time. Look at this, we can kill two birds with one stone, because David is playing tonight, but he's also a Rangers fan. Are you confident for the game tonight, David?
I'm pretty confident, yeah.
Yeah, what do you make of the team? Same team as the away game, if you like, over there in Portugal. Barker and Kent both playing. Happy with that?
I probably wouldn't have played Barker. I reckon we should have played Arfield.
Gordon DL paid David to phone up, obviously. He's part of the fan club. Right, I'm going to toss the coin, David. If it's heads, you're up against Mark Wilson. And if it's tails, it's your pal Gordon DL. And it's heads. It's Mark Wilson. Gordon, this is the first time you've been in and been off the hook for about 6 months.
Well, nobody's wanted to play me anyway. 16 tails. Victories I've got under my belt so far.
Anyway, David, it's you against Mark Wilson. So I'm going to give
Mark
some Clyde 2 to listen to, and that way he cannot hear what you're saying. David, you've got 30 seconds head to head with Mark. You can pass. Here is your chance to beat the pundit. You ready?
Yep, ready.
Lazio share a home ground with which other team?
Roma.
Which team is currently top of Scottish League One?
Arbroath.
What is the name of St Johnstone's home ground?
McDermott Park.
Which Scottish club did Michael O'Neill manage?
Pass.
What is Rangers' shirt sponsor?
Red 32, 32 Red.
What is the nickname of Airdrie?
Pass.
What is the name of Hearts' Czech goalkeeper?
Oh, pass.
Okay, let's bring Mark Wilson back. Mark, can you hear us?
Yes.
You can. Yeah, same set of questions to you. I saw Gordon DL was giving you a thumbs up there. I don't know what that
means. Always say, gives a thumbs up like, this'll be easy.
Reverse psychology.
They're the easiest questions I've heard.
You ready? Same set of questions to you. Lazio share a home ground with which other team?
Oh, Roma!
Which team are currently top of Scottish League One?
No, it's not.
What is the name of St Johnstone's home ground?
McDermott Park.
Which Scottish club did Michael O'Neill manage?
Breaking City.
What is the range? What is Rangers' shirt sponsor?
Oh, 32 Red.
What is the nickname of Airdrie?
The Diamonds.
What is the name of Hearts Czech goalkeeper?
Bobby's Lamal. That's it. It's a Bobby's Lamal. Four for the manager was just sacked, wasn't he?
David, what do you think of the competition?
I think he's bet me.
I think so.
Must have been awful then.
To let you in on what they were laughing at, I was raging here because during the news, during the break,
it's unreal.
They have not seen these questions. I keep them under lock and key, and these two dafties are talking, and one of them says, is it Lazio that share a stadium with Roma? And I'm just trying to keep quiet.
I wondered why you didn't pick up.
I tried not to give them any eye contact or nothing because I knew that was the first question. Anyway, well, listen, to be fair, David got it as well. It is Roma. Celtic with a bit of defending to do here. So one all after two questions. The team currently top of League One is Falkirk. Not Forfar.
Got my F's mixed up.
Celtic have got a 3-on-2 in their favour. They're into James Forrest decides to go himself when the chance goes away. Anyway, back to the question. St Johnstone's home ground is McDermott Park. It's 2-all.
Oh, classic.
After three questions, which Scottish club did Michael O'Neill manage? See, it's Brechin City.
Yeah.
What could be possible?
It's only one way.
Look what could be possible. Yeah, walking in the footsteps of greatness here. Mark got it. I'm afraid you didn't, David. So it's 3-2 to him. What is Rangers' shirt sponsor?
Brilliant shout, Mark.
It's 32 Red, David. Producer Andy's wagging his finger. You said Red 32.
Oh, it's definitely not Red 32.
And do you know what?
Oh, you got to give him that.
No, because the 32 is before the red. That's the key.
Yeah,
that's the key.
I'm a bit torn on this.
Gordon, come on.
You could say 23 red if you're going to give him that, because two and a three still in there.
Just you calm down. Do you know why?
But listen, I need a victory.
It doesn't matter because you went on. Airdrie's nickname is the Diamonds.
Yes.
Hearts Czech goalkeeper is Denex Lamal, but he's known as Bobby's Lamal. So yeah, I'll give you that one. I'm afraid David didn't get any more questions right. So it was a 6 for Mark and a 2 for David. Hardlines, David.
That's alright.
Good man. Hopefully your team can cheer you up after a beat the pundit defeat. That was David, a Rangers fan from near Ayr, it says on
where was that?
On the computer
screen.
Could
be anywhere. That
could be Prestwick.
That was impressive from me there. I don't think I've ever had a 6. Chance for Celtic. Real chance for Celtic there. Aye, at the back post. Try to knock it back across, but clear.
Do you think the fact I gave you the first answer at the break with Roma? Also,
now I asked the question
also,
and answered.
You're the breaking manager probably for another 2 or 3 weeks, and you managed Airdrie called the Diamonds.
That is true. Producer Andy needs to think that through. I think.
Well, it's a toss of a coin. I guarantee you wouldn't have known. Would you have known the Airdrie one?
Of course I would.
I'm not so sure.
What game we had last night, Jim Duffy got through 9 questions.
Brown,
I must have been reading them quick, or they were short questions. He got beat.
How many did he get right?
I can't remember.
Nine questions but one right.
Yeah, he got beat. It was a good contest last night. Anyway, thank you to David on the line. Rangers fans, time to crank up the build up to your game against Porto. 0141 951 1025. I'll just quickly recap the teams just in case you missed it. If you're just joining us, I don't know where you've been, but if you're just joining us, McGregor in goal, a back four of Tavernier, Hollander, Goldson and Barisic, Jack, Davis and Kamara, the midfield three, Kent, Barker and Morelos in attack. Chris in Dumbarton, is that the right team for you?
Good evening, guys. I'm happy with that. It's kind of more or less what we went with in Porto last time out. And, you know, a lot of guys are playing so well at the moment that there's not really a kind of bad change we can make, I think. So, yeah, I'm relatively happy with that one.
What about the confidence levels, Chris? I know you go through different stages as a fan on a big night like this, don't you? That you get confidence and then it starts to disappear and then maybe it comes back, and then the closer the kickoff you start getting a bit nervous. What stage are you at the moment?
So for me, kind of on the way to the game just now, just stopped up for a wee refreshment in the way. But for me, I actually think tonight that, you know, we're playing great domestically and we did a great result in Porto a couple of weeks back. But see, for me tonight, I would be really happy if we got a point, particularly if it was a 0-0 draw. And my reasons for that are, yeah, it's only a point for us, but more importantly, it's 2 points off Porto. It keeps the group close. And if it's a 0-0, it also gives us a better head-to-head than Porto as well, if the group's that close and it comes down to it. So for me, that wouldn't be a disaster. And I also think we've got to back ourselves going to Feyenoord. And in some respects, I think we set up better to play away from home, keeping compact and hitting the break. So if we get a point tonight, you know, obviously you're paying the money, you want to be entertained, you want to win, but a point would be far from a disaster, in my opinion.
Tell you what, Chris makes a pretty good case on
he
that
does.
One.
He does, but I think that Rangers players, management, and most of the Rangers supporters going along to Ibrox, I think they really fancy this tonight, Gordon, and I think they're getting to the game with a lot of confidence, the way they're playing. They're in their cup final. They've been scoring goals for fun at Ibrox. They had a terrific performance over in Portugal. So it wouldn't be the end of the world getting a point. But I think Rangers, especially at home, will be looking to get all 3 points tonight. And I do fancy them to get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they will, Mark. But the way Chris has it all thought out, to be fair, and it certainly sounds quite convincing, because it's the top two that go through. So actually, if it were to be that Young Boys go and run away with this group, that's fine, as long as it's then open enough for Rangers to take command of second
place.
Yeah,
it's a good way of thinking about it. You know, he's covered all bases there. I do agree that Rangers will look at the game, though. I'm talking about the staff and the players, as if they can win it. Am I right in saying that they've won all five of their European ties at home? Is that right?
This season?
Yeah, qualifiers. And I know it's against different level opposition, and it kind of builds up in terms of standards, but you still need to win the games.
Yeah,
and
so
you still
far,
need to...
if you go backwards, you know, Feyenoord, Legia Warsaw, and then, yeah, the qualifiers, Midtjylland and Progress and Joseph's,
so, you know, showing that they're capable of scoring against different levels, and they've built up. Porto, again, I think will have again up a level from what they even faced against Feyenoord, but I still believe that they'll be confident with guys like Morelos and Kent, that they can cause problems and score goals. I think they'll, Steven Gerrard will look at it as 1 point will not be a disaster, but I think they'll have real belief that they can win the game.
Chris, who are the main men tonight then? I guess you can't really overlook Morelos. That's becoming a bit of an easy answer. Anyone else going to carry him a lot of importance tonight?
Yeah, I think the midfield, the guys I spoke about them earlier on, Davis and Jack, are going to be massively important. As for our back two, Hollander's seems to turn up in European nights. He lacks a bit of pace at times, but that positional sense and experience is going to be key, because I think we will, you know, Porter are a quality team. You know, let's not be about it. They are good. And we will need to absorb pressure at times. So I think our back two and the kind of two experienced performers in midfield are going to be massive for us tonight.
Is Hollander now number one, you know, first choice all the time, Chris, or is it just particularly on these nights that he becomes part of the first choice pairing?
I still feel at times I feel Katic is getting a bit hard done by. I think he had a great start to the season. I think every time he plays, he's great. But I think Hollander is now starting to cement a place, and I think one of the main things we are back for is you want consistency, and I think that's why Hollander's, you know, taking his opportunity now and starting to cement it. But I would still be willing to give Katic a chance if it comes around for him again.
I suppose if you're looking at lessons from the first game, Gordon, as good as Rangers were and as good as Ryan Jack was, it only took one time for him to give the ball away and Porto stick it in the top corner from 25 yards. That's the level you're at. It's those mistakes that maybe, with all due respect, you don't get punished the same in domestic football.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important. I think Chris makes good points about the two centre-backs. I think the defence will be important tonight. It'll be interesting to see if Steven Gerrard gives the two full-back the licence to go at the same time and really go and push high up the pitch and try to use a bit of width, or will they allow just one to go and one to sit for a little bit of extra protection there. Jack, it's changed his game a little bit for me. I thought at Ross County he was man of the match by country mile, getting forward into position, scoring a few goals. So it'll be interesting tonight. I think that the subs will play a big part as well, Gordon. They can come on and change the game.
Arfield,
I think Arfield will.
what is this? We need to get to the bottom of this. Scott Arfield, living no disrespect to the guy, he's a good player, but you are taking it to a new level.
Let me tell you, if he comes on and scores a winner tonight, I'll be in this show tomorrow at 6 o'clock waiting for a theme tune.
Chris, another thing about these big European nights, I'm struggling to remember any where Alan McGregor hasn't really shown his worth ever since he came back to the club. These have been the nights that he has sort of stood out. Yes, I suppose you could maybe point the finger at Young Boys away and question whether he could have done better, but over the piece he's made some incredible saves in these nights, has he not?
No, you're absolutely spot on. I mean, for me, I remember back to the time when we were playing the Champions League and we had a group with Barcelona, Lyon and Stuttgart in it, and we, you know, for me, it's almost like he's come back into Europe as if he was kind of never away through the kind of bad time, you know, we went through in the lower leagues. He's spot on every time. It's going to be a big shoes to try and fill when he leaves, because he always does manage to kind of summon the greatest of performances when it really matters, and fingers crossed tonight's another one of those.
Well, he's certainly huge for Rangers. I mean, he's been there so many times, and you're right, Gordon, what you say, in these nights you need your goalkeeper. I mean, Celtic tonight need Fraser Foster to pull off a couple of saves. I think Rangers will be similar, and it was similar across there, and he's been such a leader for them. Sometimes Rangers have not been at their best at the back, with Goldson and Tavernier and guys like that make mistakes, but they've always got McGregor that they can count on, and he very, very rarely makes a mistake, and he'll need to be in top form tonight.
Okay, thank you very much to Chris in Dumbarton. Still plenty of time for you to get your calls in. We're here until 8 o'clock. That's when the Rangers game kicks off. So 0141 951 1025. Twitter is at Clyde SSB. The second half could not have been any more different from the start of the first. Mark Wilson and Gordon DL, we're past the hour mark, and Celtic have looked by far the better team, but it's now becoming really stretched and really open.
End-to-end stuff, Gordon. Both teams going for it. They fancy their chances of winning the game. It's good defending there by Julian, you've got to say. Ball to the back post, header back the way. Julian's in there, showing a bit of strength. Just earlier, I thought James Forrest, who we praised to the hilt for his goal, he's got a 3-1-2 situation, and he decided to go himself. Bad position.
Decision,
yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Very poor indeed. I think he should have squared it, and I think Celtic would have had a great opportunity to take the lead.
These types of nights, Mark, are you're in, one minute you're encouraged because you see Celtic flooding forward, and then the next minute you become nervous because it's so open, yeah. And Lazio are able to come. So it's anyone's guess here at the moment how this is going to pan out.
Well, I think Celtic in this second half have come out and they're playing the way that they do domestically. They're pressing Lazio high up the pitch. They're making them go back to their goalkeeper, and they're pressing them so high, not giving them a second on the ball. And when they win the ball back, they're keeping it, and they're keeping it comfortably, and they look a top side. But the one thing is, when you make a mistake at this level, sometimes domestically you don't get punished. At this level, you often do. So Celtic, as good as they've been in this first, 18-19 minutes of the second half, they need to keep switch on, because Lazio have got the quality to score if they're given a chance.
Yeah, I mean, at the 63 minute mark, 64 minute mark, it's quite a shift, Gordon. It's a very open game. Eduard certainly, I mean, does he need to finish the game, because there are no other options? And he takes a terrible touch there as Celtic have a golden opportunity to get in on goal. There are no real options for him. Sinclair's on the bench, Olivier and Cham is on the bench. Is there anything Neil Lennon is likely to do to freshen this up?
Well, I don't think he'll take Edward off. If he has to, you've got Elian Usic playing up top. Christie's basically playing in a forward position as well. Forrest can play in that position. Scott Sinclair, as we said, I think he could go in there and play for 15-20 minutes. But it's an end-to-end game. I think both teams are guilty of giving the ball away quite cheaply just now, which is making for an exciting second half. But I certainly think there's a winner here for someone. And, you know, Celtic, I think they've just got the quality that can cut you open and get that winner. And it would be a terrific result if they could.
It's just so different, Mark, the last 15-20 minutes compared to the first 10 when Celtic were, they looked really out their depth, but all of a sudden there's a real sort of swagger about them. Granted, they are giving the ball away at times, but that's just because of the way the game's shaping up.
I think you take away the opening 20 minutes and I think Celtic have been really impressive. I think when they grew in confidence, the mid part of that first half, and they started knocking the ball about and they get their goal, you know, I thought they looked really impressive, and I was expecting them maybe to commit the second half and may have sat back a bit, but they've done the opposite. They're pressing Lazio at every opportunity, and I think when they're giving the ball away, they're giving it away probably in the final third, which I think Neil won't really mind. I think through the midfield they've been excellent, kept the ball. Even Johnny Hayes, who was getting a wee bit of stick from some callers in the first half, has kept the ball very well and they look comfortable. But, and it's a big but,
and here's the danger, because Ciro Immobile's into the box, he tries to drag the shot, and it's a good block, is it, by Julian? Yes, Immobile's furious, he felt it was a handball. It goes out for a throw in. Fraser Foster pokes the ball away. So 66 minutes gone, Lazio 1 Celtic 1, 40 minutes till kick off between Rangers and Porto. Keep the calls coming in, we've got a good full time teaser for the guys next.
Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. They play to win every time. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL here with me, Gordon Duncan, on tonight's Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard. 70 minutes gone, Lazio 1 Celtic 1. Time and time again, Gordon, Celtic are having more chances, but as a Lazio, it's just so stretched. And Neil Lennon, the Celtic fans must be going through all sorts of emotions out there.
Yeah, if you're a neutral watching this, Gordon, it's a very exciting game. Both teams just having a go to each other, and it's the final ball. It's letting both teams down. You've seen Edward there. A Lazio player tries to play the ball back to goalkeeper. I think if he's on his toes, he's onto that. And I think he's got a great opportunity. I can't see this. I know there's, what, 71?
If he's on his toes, I've not heard that for ages. Get on your toes.
Get on your toes. On your toes. Go.
Say a strike on the boys' club. You get on your toes.
If he's on his toes, he's in. But I can't see this finishing 1-1, Gordon. I really can't.
35 minutes to kick off between Rangers and Porto as well. So keep all your thoughts coming as we build up to that one. It's the same Rangers team as played the away game out there in Portugal, so let us know what you think of that. As for tonight's question, we always set up a full-time teaser at this point in the show. You send the questions in, we read them out, and we try and catch out the pundits between now and 8 o'clock. So a big thank you to Dale Handley, who sent this question in tonight. We are looking for 12 players from either Scotland, Wales or Ireland,
right,
who've won more than one European Cup / Champions League. So 12 players from either Scotland, Wales or Ireland have won more than one European Cup / Champions League.
Dalglish.
Kenny Dalglish, yes, he's won Souness. Three. Graham Souness has won three, yes.
Keane. Roy Keane, did he play? No,
no.
He never played, didn't he?
No.
Right, forget Keane.
We didn't win
Giggs.
The second one.
Giggs.
Giggsy. Yep.
Right. See, I got off to a good start there and I've been slowed down.
Bale. Brilliant. He's only won the four of them. Poor Gareth. Right, that's fine. We'll leave it there because you've got four of the 12. So that's a perfectly good start. You can help us on Twitter at Clyde SSB. We're looking for 12 players from either Scotland, Wales or Ireland that have won more than one European Cup / Champions League. Guys like Gareth Bale, he's from Wales, he's won it four times. Kenny Dalglish from Scotland has won it three. Ryan Giggs has won it twice. Graham Souness has won it three times. So just stay where you are. Still time. We are here until 8 o'clock, so please keep your calls coming, particularly you Rangers fans, because we're building up to kick off. How are the nerves? How are the confidence levels? You've heard the team. Give us a call. Let us know what you make of it. 0141 951 1025. Here's another topic, just slightly away from the Europa League for a few minutes, if you don't mind, because the world is still turning. There are other things happening in Scottish football. The problem is I can't really take my eyes off the game in Rome because both sides are absolutely going for it. Anyway, do you want to hear from the Motherwell boss, Stephen Robinson, Gordon?
Yes, please.
You always do. He says he hasn't had to reassure his players about his future. That's despite being among the favourites to take over at both Hibs and Hearts. He says he's delighted with what's going on at Fir Park at the moment, and that is his sole focus.
I don't need to deal with it. You know, I just concentrate on what I'm doing. You know, we're doing well. You know, players getting international recognition. We're sitting third in the table with a fantastic game at Celtic Park on Sunday. So I don't need to deal with any of that. I just concentrate on what's in front of me.
Do you feel the need to talk to them about the speculation to just make sure and keep their heads focused on the task?
No, I don't think I need to do that. You know, as I say, it's all speculation. You know, I'm concentrating solely on Motherwell and a big game for us on Sunday to try and stay in the position that we're in, a tough game. You know, so I don't think there's any need to address that. I'm more focused on Celtic threats and how we can expose Celtic and try and get result. It's hard enough trying to beat Celtic without worrying about anything else and hypothetical questions. So, as I say, me and the players have stayed solely focused and not let it detract from our attention trying to get a result on Sunday.
It is all speculation at the moment. He's heavily linked with the Hearts job, not so much with the Hibs job, but I suppose it has to remain a possibility. Does stuff like that ever get to the players though? I mean, Stephen Robinson can say it's all speculation and I've not had to address it with the players. Can it get to players?
No, I don't think so. It wouldn't certainly get to me if I was playing and my manager was linked with another club. he might be linked to another job as well if Michael O'Neill decides to go to Stoke City. And there's an international job there, and his name will probably come up for that as well, Gordon.
Makes sense. He's a Northern Irishman. He's part of the coaching setup already. Is that a real danger for Motherwell, Mark, that they have to fend off Hearts, Hibs and Northern Ireland?
I think so.
So.
Yeah, price you pay for having a real good manager who's worked away in a small budget and brought success with cup finals in the start of the season. I only think it affects the players if it's perhaps it's the start of the season and Stephen Robinson has brought in a player, you know, from another club or a couple of players. And the players are coming thinking, right, I'm part of this manager's plans, he's brought me in, and all of a sudden, he's on his way. So I think that only affects him then. But what a chance for Celtic there. Edward coming in, and his right foot, you expect him to score, because he scores so many times from that position, and he just bends it by the post.
Yeah, he's through in goal. He is coming in at a slightly tight angle, he's just at the corner of the 6-yard box, goes for that far corner, and it is agonisingly wide. That is... a huge chance to win this game, Gordon. Olivier Ncham is coming on for Celtic. Ryan Christie is the man going off. So it's the first change Celtic have made. Ryan Christie, I think, is coming off. Olivier Ncham on.
Yeah, not surprised with that change, but just going back to that chance there, Edward, this time, was on his toes. He goes through. It's a tight angle, you've got to say, Mark. He opens his body up. He knows where he wants to put it, and he just overdoes it. Great opportunity for Celtic.
Where were you on Stephen Robinson?
No, just like I say, if you transfer players in, and as a new player coming to a club, and your manager's then linked, you start going, oh no. But I think he's got a core of players, and he's been there a long time, that I don't think it would affect him just now. But I think Motherwell have a task on their hands. Three or could be three jobs coming up, and he's a man in demand at the minute.
What about that Northern Irish link? Might it even be, I know he's not having a good time at the moment, but Tommy Wright's been a man who's long been sort of suggested as a potential. Is there a real chance that either way the next Northern Ireland boss comes from our league if Michael O'Neill does go to Stoke?
It could be, but some managers tend to look at the situation and think, yeah, I like the day to day running of a football club. Some others decide, like Stevie Clark, no, I would rather be an international manager and just get the players every now and again. The one thing you will see at Northern Ireland, they tend to pay decent money, Gordon, and money talks, because Scotland were looking at Michael O'Neill.
Well, they paid Michael O'Neill decent money because he had earned it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it would be the exact same.
No, I'm not saying it's going to be the exact, but it won't be all of a sudden a pittance. It'll be good money. And I don't think a manager just now, when things are so good for you, would go for the cheap. But I just don't know if he's the manager that likes the hands-on day-to-day running of a club just now. Maybe look at the international job and think, too soon for me. That might be something in the later on in his career. Be interesting to see. doing a terrific job.
See that, I think if you're at the stage he's at just now, and
stay,
you get offered
football.
No, I think you go international football. I think you can always come back to club football. I think the chance to manage your country comes around few and far between. And if you get asked to manage the country of your birth, I think you've got to take it. Especially where Stephen Robinson is, because if it goes pear shaped with Northern Ireland, he's definitely coming back to the Scottish Premiership, no doubt about that. But then the market opens up for him. Perhaps Championship clubs are interested in him because he's a international manager. So I think it's an opportunity you can pass up at this time.
What have you made of the way the Hearts and Hibs vacancies have developed? I mean, have they developed? I don't really think so this week. I noticed Leanne Dempster, Ron Gordon, speaking to Hibs' own media outlets today, not the general media, and talking about, you know, they're going to Leanne Dempster saying she's going to lead it with the support of Graham Matthey, and all the usual sort of buzzwords about taking their time and getting the right person there. And Budge speaking earlier this week, looking for
sporting director,
someone who's high profile and experienced. I think were the
ruled you out, Mark.
I think, well, breaking of issue, the old hands off warning. I don't know how much, I get, you know, what they're saying, we're not rushing into it and we need to take our time. I don't know how much time actually take.
To be fair, let me be more specific. Maybe I was being a bit lazy there. I'm sure Leanne Dempster said that they would hope by the end of the month. So that's 3 weeks.
Yeah. I know it's not a knee-jerk
decision. And we've got an international break.
Well, yeah. I still think the Hibs fans and the Hearts fans would like a manager in ASAP. I'm not saying rush a decision, but with the way the results were going, they must have had an idea. Both boards must have had an idea of when the cut-off point was, which means you start kind of compiling a list of who the candidates are. It's a bit strange that both have been sacked and then they're going, right, we'll take our time looking. But still the same guys out there, you know, that were out there a couple of weeks ago. So surely they're a wee bit further down the line than they're letting on.
I had the shortest lived story ever. I've got a clip here that when we were planning the show earlier, we were talking about, you know, Derek McInnes and people linking him with Stoke, and he was saying he knew nothing about it. But it now looks like it's going to be Michael O'Neill, so kind of wasting our time anyway, really, talking about whether it would be Derek McInnes or not. But either way, it's going to be an interesting few weeks because Hearts and Hibs need a new manager. Will they get them from within our league? And you know, does guys like Derek McInnes, do they still attract interest from down the road? So we actually could see, you could almost see that merry-go-round starting to turn slightly in the next few weeks.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see what happens, Gordon. Obviously, I think the fact that the international break's coming up gives Hearts and Hibs a bit of breathing space just to take their time, because they're looking to change. And Budge's talking about bringing in a sporting director. Well, if that's the case, you've got to get him in first, cement him in, and then obviously get the manager who's going to work with them. So there'll be a lot of discussions, a lot of talking going on behind the scenes. And as I say, I think they've got to get it right, because both clubs just now are in the wrong part of the league. They're sitting down near the bottom of the league. Hearts are second bottom. So they've got to start picking up results. Make sure you get the right man in and then try and focus on that.
El Hamed has gone down. He looks in a bit of pain. He came across, made a clearance. He's gone down straight away, clutching his groin area. As good as he's been for Celtic, are there concerns over his fitness? Not his fitness, but his...
Just his...
The likelihood that he picks up injuries. Niggles.
It must be a concern. I think he's such a good player. I've been really impressed every time he plays, but it's probably getting him game time. He's been available for the real big games, misses a lot of the league games, and that one looks a sore one. He's just overstretched. He's won the ball, but you can see him clutching his groin right away. So that's a worry again. Near Beaton comes on to replace him, and he'll just slot into that right centre half in a back three. But that is a concern, because he shows real quality when he's on the park, but it's just actually getting him on the park is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, for the weekend, Gordon, no such problems, because Frimpong will come in and do what he's been doing, no doubt. But for tonight, clearly as part of that back three, that's why Near Beaton is the option rather than Moritz Bauer, because he's a recognised right back. So if it was a simple flat back four, I'm sure they would have introduced Moritz Bauer, but it's Near Beaton that gets the nod to replace El Hamed.
Yeah, and the good thing for Celtic is Beaton's played there, Gordon. He knows the role, he knows how to play. He's comfortable on the ball as well, because there's what, 7-8 minutes still to go in this game. So they've got to have a bit of composure, and Beaton can bring that to the defence. And it's a straight swap. But I'm with Mark a little bit. El Hamad, he's a very good player, I've got to say. He's a very good player, but he seems to, every time you watch him, he seems to be pulling up with slight strains. I don't know if it's just, you know, it's just one of these sort of periods he's going through just now as a player, where you pick up little niggly
knots.
It's
a cursed position, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, when I went there, I just picked up niggles. Lustig was the same. Lustig played loads of games, but I tell you, loads of niggles that kept him out. El Hamad, I tell you. It's
Andreas Hinkle.
Andy Hinkle, yep, there you go. The Joe Doumbé, the list goes on.
Celtic with another decent chance. Edouard chasing down the goalkeeper. We're very much in late drama territory. 84 and a half minutes gone, where, Gordon, either it's going to be a couple of different outcomes. This could be a, there could be a wonderful winner in this for Celtic, or there could be a sucker punch as Lazio come through. It's a good save from Fraser Forster. Celtic with more defending to do, straight into the arms of Fraser Forster. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a long 5 minutes, because Celtic are worth something here. At least a point, maybe even three. But just because of how open it is, you wouldn't rule out a Lazio winner.
It was a great chance. The defence were all over the place. It's too easy. Ball played through. Forrest scored from that same position.
Yeah, exact same.
Exactly. But Fraser Forster, got to say, he covered his area, his goal, very, very well. And that's what your goalkeepers are there for, keep you in the game. But you look at Celtic now, they're getting plenty of players forward. They fancy a winner themselves.
Yeah.
I'm still going, I think they're a goal here.
Any more on the teaser quickly?
Yeah.
You've got Bale, Dalglish, Giggs and Souness.
Alan Hansen.
Yes, he's 1-3.
Right. What here's an absolute cracker for you, and I don't think MD will get this. Stevie Nicol.
No.
I didn't think so.
Oh, great save again, Fraser Forster. And he's going to have to do it. Come on, it's flashed past the post. It's all happening.
I finished it.
It's all happening. All right, we'll get the rest of the answers to the teaser. We'll get a full time in Rome, and we'll pay a final visit to Ibrox next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. The form team for compensation for more than 40 years. Talk to Thompson's.com. Rangers and Celtic in Europe on Clyde One with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
It's still Lazio 1, Celtic 1, into 5 minutes added on. It is end-to-end stuff. It is heart-and-mouth stuff. Can Celtic hang on and get that point over there in Rome? Rangers 15 minutes away from kickoff. Let's go back to Ibrox and speak to Andrew McLean.
Yeah, Ibrox is filling up nicely here ahead of kickoff. As you said, about 15 minutes to go for this one, and I'm sure by the time 8 o'clock comes around, it will be deafening in here. I can also see that there is going to be a big display in the Broomlawn Road end as well. It'll come out when the teams are making their way out the tunnel. The stats do look good for Rangers when you look back over previous meetings, because Porto have lost both of their previous visits to Ibrox. Rangers are actually unbeaten in 7 home games against Portuguese opposition as well, and Steven Gerrard's side have also won all 5 home Europa League matches this season. But Steven Gerrard was stressing yesterday he's not interested in the past, it's all about the future and making sure they put on the right show in front of a packed Ibrox crowd tonight. As for team news, Steven Gerrard reverts back to the same 11 that started in Porto 2 weeks ago. So it's one change from the weekend. Shea Ojo drops out and Brandon Barker comes in. Alan McGregor starts in goal. It's a back four of James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Philip Hellander and Borna Barisic. The midfield three, Ryan Jack, Stephen Davis and Glenn Kamara. Brandon Barker and Ryan Kent out wide with Alfredo Morelos up top. The substitutes, Fodringham, Edmondson, Aribo, Arfield, Ojo and Defoe. As for Porto, they do make 3 changes to their side, and it looks like a change of shape as well. So the manager clearly wanting to change things from that 1-1 draw in Porto as well. Kickoff not far away from at Ibrox at all.
Come on then, Mark Wilson, Gordon DL, give us your score prediction ahead of that one.
I was going to give you my Lazio Celtic. I'm going to go Rangers 2-0.
Lovely, nice and confident. I do not mind that at all, Mark Wilson.
I think Rangers will win also, but I think it'll be 2-1. Rangers will win.
Okay, what can Celtic do? 3 minutes of the 5 to go. That clock looks like it's getting slower. Mark Wilson,
I tell you what, you've got to say those Celtic have had no fear. I mean, you think, keep this in the corner. They had a throw in right in the corner. What does Bauer do? Chucks it right into the box to Edward and almost another chance. So it's not as if they're sitting back and holding on. They're actually trying to get a winner, which is surprising. but you've got to take the hat off to know. I think they've been absolutely outstanding, especially this second half.
Right, you two, on this teaser, Dale Handley sent it in, and if you want to hear your question on the show in the future, you need to send them in, please, to fulltime@clyde1.com. 12 players from either Scotland, Wales or Ireland have won more than one European Cup / Champions League. You've got Gareth Bale, Kenny Dalglish, Ryan Giggs, Alan Hansen, Graham Souness,
Ian Rush.
No.
John Robertson
at
Nottingham Forest.
Yes.
Well, if Robertson's won, what about the Irish one, Martin O'Neill?
Yep.
And here's another absolute classic for you,
if you say so.
Archie Gemmell.
No.
Has he even won one European Cup?
He was great with Forest, wasn't he?
He's not on my list. That's
Kenny, Kenny Burns.
That's all you need to know. Kenny Burns, yes.
There
Kenny
go.
Burns.
Kenny Burns, yeah. So you've got, what, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 still to get.
George Best.
No.
Oh, cut yourself.
Nonsense.
Steve Archibald.
No, it wasn't Steve Archibald, they said.
Oh, Steve Archibald. No.
Steve Archibald.
No.
No.
Oh, great show.
Who did you say there again?
You said Archie Gemmell, didn't
Archie
you?
Archie Gemmell. Oh, sorry, aye.
Archie Gemmell.
Nah, none of them are right, I'm afraid.
So how many have we got? Three.
You've got one, two, three, four to get.
I think you need clues now.
Nah, too early.
What?
Too early.
Too early for clues?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, Celtic have a chance here. The ball's been given away in the final minute. Celtic have a 3-on-2. How much do they want to try and win the game? Olivier Chams into the box. It's a heavy touch, but it's in the back of the net. And with 1 minute left to play, Celtic look like they've snatched it. Lazio 1, Celtic 2. Olivier Chams, what a turnaround this has been.
Unbelievable. We just said a couple of minutes ago that Celtic are playing with no fear, and it looked like they were desperate to get a winner, and they nicked the ball from Lazio, and they've got a 3-on-2. Edwards' way to pass is brilliant, and Cham, nice and composed, and he just draws the goalie out and dinks it over him. What a winner.
Gordon, talk me through that composure from Olivier and Cham at 94 and a half minutes in the Stadio Olimpico.
Yeah, I've been brave. I said there was a goal here. And I've got
enough about you. A bit more about Olivier and Cham.
He just waits for, do you know, his first touch isn't the greatest, Gordon. I thought he's messed this up. But he's waited till the goalkeeper's committed himself, and coolly, as calm as you like, he's just dinked it over him. Oh, what a fantastic result that is for Celtic. And you see the bench there celebrating. You see here, he takes it wide. You think he's given up the chance here. It's not a great first touch. But the goalkeeper comes out, he waits till he goes down, and he just dinks it. What an absolute terrific goal.
Edward has absolutely terrorised Lazio this second half. Should have scored, but terrorised him. And he sets up the goal brilliantly there. Wins the ball back, but he's waiting
and pass. Let me do the arithmetic quickly as it stands. Is that Celtic through? I think it is, because they're 7 points ahead of Lazio with only 2 games to play.
Yep. So Celtic go to 10, is it? There we go.
And it's done. Full time in Rome against Lazio. Let's hear from Alison Conroy.
Full time in Rome, Lazio 1, Celtic 2. Olivier Chams with an injury time goal, which will see Celtic qualify from their Europa League group. Lazio took an early lead, Immobile volleying in the opener after just 7 minutes. They then had another couple of chances through him before James Forrest made it 1-1 before the break. A wonderful finish firing in after picking the ball up just outside the box. Chris Julian cleared the ball off the line, bailing Fraser Forster out just before the break to keep it at 1-1. It was end-to-end stuff in the second half. Edwards' low shot was saved by the Lazio keeper. Ilanussi fired just over. Lazio hit the bar from a corner, then Lazzari fired over the bar. Edward then had a couple of chances before Fraser Forster had a save to stop Lazio going back in front. Then into injury time, Celtic had their chance. Olivier Chams kept his cool and chipped the ball over the keeper to win it for Celtic. So Celtic have qualified from their Europa League group tonight. It finished in Rome, Lazio 1, Celtic 2.
I mean, Mark Wilson, Gordon Dale, summed that up. To go away to Lazio, win the game, and to qualify from the group with 2 games to spare. Sum that up as an
outstanding. I can't remember the last time it was done, Gordon, for a Scottish team, if it's been done so early. To go away from home, though, or to do the double over Lazio, a very good side. You've got to remember this is where this team is in Italy and how they've been playing. I think, did they just beat AC Milan as well a couple of weeks ago?
They're third in Serie A.
And Celtic went there and they went right at them. And right up until the 95th minute, they didn't stop believing that they were going to score. Usually we watch teams go and backs against the wall and it's a hard luck story. Celtic did the entire opposite of that and they got what they deserved in the end.
Yeah, I thought they were brave tonight, Gordon. They didn't go off to the best start, lost an early goal, looked like they weren't really comfortable in the formation, but all credit to the staff, Neil Lennon, everyone concerned. That is a terrific result. I've got to say, you'd have taken 1-1 all day long, but instead of keeping the ball in the corners and running down the clock, they just believed that they could get that winning goal, and they deserve it. Well done to them.
Still think Greg Taylor should have played.
I'm still I think going for Arfield.
That's why the two of us are in the studio and Neil Lennon's there. He obviously thought he could get up the park with Johnny Hayes and get.
I thought Johnny Hayes' second half played very well, Mark. Yeah. I've got to say, I really did. I thought he played very. I think they all played their part. They went for it. They pushed high up the pitch. They got their reward. Well done to them. And I think Rangers will do the same in the next hour and a half.
Oh, well, we hope so. The coefficient will be looking better than ever if we can get something at Ibrox tonight. But Celtic have done their part through to the knockout stages of the Europa League with two games to spare. Imagine being from one of those countries, Mark Wilson, where you can rest players in the final games of the group stages because you can take your foot off the gas.
It's amazing. Like I say, I can't remember a Scottish team, you know, being able to or afforded that luxury. So especially when the title race is so tight and coming back from European games into domestic duty is so difficult, it's a luxury for Neil Lennon.
Right, we're almost out of time, but we've got 2 hours worth of it to react on tomorrow night's show. On tonight's teaser though, you're still looking for some 12 players from either Scotland, Wales or Ireland who've won more than one European Cup / Champions League. You've got Gareth Bale, Kenny Burns, Kenny Dalglish, Ryan Giggs, Alan Hansen, Martin O'Neill, John Robertson, Graeme Souness.
I'm going to stick with Nottingham Forest.
Good idea.
And the midfield player, John McGovern.
Yep.
Knowledge is everything here, Mark.
Never even heard of him.
Wow.
I'll behave, McGovern. Of course you have.
Yeah. Also,
what was a bit quicker if you could.
This player wasn't quick.
Because we're running out of time drastically.
I'm going to go for an old one. John Toshack, by any chance?
No.
John O'Hare.
Yes, well done.
Centre forward.
Two to get.
I'm struggling now.
Both Liverpool,
Scottish internationals.
I don't think, no, not Scottish, no.
Welsh.
One's Irish.
The other
Matt Orison. Nope.
Oh, great shout.
One's Welsh, one's Irish, I think. Yeah.
One's Welsh, one's Irish. Jimmy Case was English.
I think so. Remember when you played against Chelsea and you took tactical advice off of a comedian?
Eddie Large.
Well, it's not him. Who was marking you that day?
Joey Jones.
Nah, Eddie Large won the European Cup.
Eddie's got two medals.
Eddie Large. And the last one, Irishman Liverpool won it in 77 and 78. I don't know what else to tell you about him, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Oh, Ronnie Whelan.
No.
Oh, great effort. Give you your initials.
SH.
Steve
Howen.
Highway. Oh,
Highway. There we
Steve
go.
Steve Highway. What a player.
Yeah, we got there in the end. Thank you, Mark and Gordon. A brilliant night for Celtic. What can Rangers do? Find out tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Callum Gallagher is up next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. Getting you full compensation is their goal. Talk to Thompson's.com.